Trend number two, predictive analytics. When managers make important decisions today, they are no longer limited by a lack of data. Instead, the real challenge is that it's difficult to understand what that data might tell them about the future. Today, virtually every established business has a storehouse of data about customers and their activities. Yet they are frustrated when they consider what the data could predict about future behavior. If only it could be coaxed to do so. Unfortunately, that insight has remained just beyond the reach of decision makers. But finally, thanks to predictive analytics, that is all beginning to change. Predictive analytics is a set of methods and tools for unlocking the relationships between variables found in historical and transactional data to predict future trends and behavior patterns. By relying on this kind of insight rather than on gut feelings, managers are now able to improve efficiency, reduce risk, and increase profits by making more targeted decisions in areas such as product pricing, inventory levels, marketing campaigns, and hiring. By using predictive analytics, executives can answer questions such as, "What's next?" and "What should we do about it?" rather than just looking backward and asking, "What happened?" Needless to say, by providing effective answers to these long-sought-after questions, predictive analytics is becoming a game-changer. Why is predictive analytics only now becoming a widely accepted business practice? First, it is based on proven analytical technology that has taken decades to advance to a commercially viable point. Second, its business value has been established only recently, as we've started to see overwhelmingly positive ROI from successful deployments. And third, the predictive analytics industry itself has started to deliver commercial solutions that are workable for a wide range of industries. One recent study indicated that 85% of businesses surveyed plan to incorporate predictive analytics within 5 years. With so many companies looking at adopting this powerful decision-making approach, those who don't will likely be left in the dust. But making predictive analytics work is not simply a matter of incorporating a technique or buying some technology. According to Dave Rich at Accenture Analytics and Gene Harris at the Accenture Institute for High Performance, companies that succeed with predictive analytics make it integral to their business and the way their employees think, work, and make decisions. According to Harris and Rich, those companies nurture and develop analytical talent, treating it as a precious asset. It's also important that this tool is used strategically. Eric Siegel of Prediction Impact Incorporated outlined 7 strategic objectives in applying predictive analytics. 1. Compete. Predictive analytics enables a company to make improvements to business processes, which can lead to a competitive edge in a tough, commoditized market. Since a predictive model is generated from your data, the intelligence and insights are beyond the reach of your competitors. At the same time, analytics can reveal buying patterns that can identify a competitor's weaknesses, which can be leveraged when competing for sales and retention of customers. 2. Grow. In business, that means increasing sales and retaining customers. Predictive analytics is especially well-suited for marketing and sales applications. Each prospect or customer can be given a predictive score that suggests sales-related behavior such as purchases, responses, churn, and clicks. These scores are then used by marketing, sales, and customer care to help strategize customer-facing activity. Predictive analytics also helps cut costs through better targeted applications and strategies. One example would be the ability to withhold retention offers from customers who, according to the analytics, will stick around anyway. 3. Enforce. A critical aspect of maintaining business integrity is managing fraud. Predictive analytics can help by scoring and ranking transactions using recorded fraud experiences to boost fraud detection. With more precise information, investigators are able to focus on a small number of suspected cases so they can detect more fraud. Predictive analytics also enhances the ability to detect the online presence of hackers and viruses. 4. Improve. By this, Siegel means you should produce and deliver your product or service with increasing effectiveness. Predictive analytics can play a role by improving manufacturing, testing, and repair. New applications are becoming available for a broad spectrum of business functions, including supply chain optimization and human resource performance. 5. Satisfy. It is certainly not a new idea to meet consumers' expectations, but now, with information gleaned through predictive analytics, it has become much easier to provide a positive customer experience. This means reaching out with more relevance, whether by mail, email, or social media. This is becoming increasingly important as consumers no longer tolerate junk mail and spam and expect product recommendations to be helpful. Predictive analytics can improve products and services, which makes customers more satisfied, as does the added protection of improved fraud detection. Analytics can also lead to greater efficiencies, which can translate into lower prices, another benefit that makes customers happy. 6. Learn. As Siegel puts it, deriving a robust predictive model from the organization's data is the very act of learning from experience. He reminds us that we need to employ today's most advanced analytics that do the best job of summarizing the past, drawing generalizations from data which can be applied to future events. This is in contrast to scoreboards, dashboards, and KPI metrics that merely offer a retrospective analysis. And 7. Act. Knowledge and insight from current standard business intelligence and reporting still requires managers to act on human judgment and sometimes a gut feeling. Conversely, predictive analytics delivers conclusive, actionable imperatives. These offer a very specific direction, such as whether or not to inspect an item for failure, load a component on a repair truck, or dispatch assistance. Predictive analytics point to actions that improve outcomes. For most executives, it's easy to see that predictive analytics has become an important and even indispensable tool of business. The issue most grapple with is how best to use it to improve business. Recently, MIT Sloan Management Review published a special report titled Analytics: The New Path to Value. The authors offer 5 critical recommendations for successfully implementing predictive analytics. First, focus on the biggest and highest value opportunities. By taking on a significant problem, the value of predictive analytics can be revealed, which will garner support within an organization. Second, start with questions, not data. The authors suggest that it is first necessary to understand both the problem and the insight that will solve it before attention is focused on any data. Third, embed insights to drive action. This means making information come to life by expressing insights in ways that non-experts can understand, so the action to be taken is clear-cut and the results make an impact. Fourth, keep existing capabilities while adding new ones. There will be a temptation to eliminate distributed localized capabilities when centralized analytics oversight grows. According to the authors, this would be a mistake and they should be kept. And finally, build the analytics foundation according to an information agenda. Implementation should follow an enterprise-wide information and analytics plan, so an integrated, consistent, and trustworthy foundation is built. Without such a plan, business units will likely act independently, hampering the full benefits that can be gained from analytics. Considering this trend, we offer the following 3 forecasts. First, in the near term, companies that use predictive analytics will gain a competitive advantage. According to the MIT Sloan Management Review report, top-performing companies are 3 times more likely than lower performers to be sophisticated users of analytics. For example, executives at Best Buy analyzed data about the company's customers and discovered that 43% of its sales were generated by only 7% of its customers. With this powerful insight, the executive segmented its customers in new ways and then redesigned Best Buy stores to reflect the buying habits of the most valuable customers. Second, by the end of the decade, predictive analytics will go from a differentiator to a must-have requirement for doing business. As the results of using analytics prove their worth beyond a doubt, the advantage that today's companies can gain from using such tools will dissipate. A decade from now, it will be hard to imagine a company not leveraging this powerful capability. It will be like imagining a company in 2011 not using computers. Moving forward, companies that fail to wield these tools will not be around. And third, predictive analytics will help level the playing field for small and medium-sized companies. Just as a company of any size today can establish a compelling web presence, in the near future, predictive analytics will enable small companies to compete by matching any other company's ability to precisely target customers. Customers will respond to a relevant message. Major companies that have for years relied on their brands to retain customers may be surprised to find they are suddenly losing market share to unknowns. Winning has always been about knowing and serving your customers. Predictive analytics will simply allow companies, whether they are large or small, to target customers' needs with greater precision.